All right.
Yeah.
How's it? Is it working?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right. Can you guys turn your volume up a little bit for me, or? When you're closer to the mic, it sounds...
Closer to the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's better.
It's a good thing you've been up for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Never give me up.
Yeah, this is kind of like what's happening on the whole planet right now. There's just going to be all kinds of series of challenges and delays and things like that. And if you don't stay centered, you know, it'll take you out.
Yeah.
And I've just been watching all these things unfold around me and dramas and everything else. And just, you know, people are kind of wigging out and everything. And they go, what do you think? And I go, well, I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. Okay, yeah, and if anybody has any questions too, you know, I think it's more important, and I'll tell you what's going on, but I think the questions are more important, you know, to get the other questions answered.
Yeah.
But basically with this whole reset and everything else, everything is moving, you know, it's it's moving slower than we'd like, you know, but there's just been so much opposition. It was, I think the opposition, even on the higher dimensions, was not factored in. They didn't realize how much opposition there would be and how stubborn, you know, a lot of the tyrants are here on Earth. Even at their own demise, it doesn't matter. But there's a thing happening that, in a way, it's kind of sad that it had to go that far, but it's also kind of funny. But you had... If you know the players involved in this, one, there's like 11th and 13th dimensional beings starting to come in right now for backup, which is great. And they, you know, the Pleiadians have most stock in the Earth. They have the most genetic stock and plant and animal stock because they're terraformers. And so they're kind of, they kind of have the helm on this whole project of the planetary liberation and restoration. But they're also helping them is the Orion Council of Light. And the people in that system went through the reptilian wars and all the other things. So they understand the nature of the beast. And so they're coming in and helping out on a very huge scale. They've got massive ships here right now that are circling the Earth and making sure that, you know, that no nuclear weapons will be launched or anything else. But they're also working with the grids, the energy grids, and shifting the grids and things. Over Jerusalem, the ship that was over Jerusalem and totally lit up and powered up the whole land there and everything, they actually changed that grid. And those were actually Syrians that did that. Those were and this is a walk on the wild side, those are feline beings that actually did that shifted the grid there. Something else happened too when that happened. There was a baby found on the inside of the Dome of the Rock and nobody knows where it came from. The place was locked up, and they came in, and at that same time when all that happened, there was a baby left inside the Dome of the Rock, and you don't hear anything about it. It's really hushed up. You know, they whisked it off, and there may be some major things happening around in the future around this baby that was dropped off. But there's a lot of different groups involved in this. You know, you've got the Andromedans, the Arcturians, you know, the whole Galactic Federation is involved in it. And those, that's on the light side. You know, on the darker side, you've got some malevolent grays, the tall grays, you've got the reptilians and serpent beings and a few others that are on the dark side. They're being cleaned up right now. Unfortunately, the powers that were in this column actually made alignments with the reptilians and some other beings. And we've been under this draconian grid or an archon grid for quite some time, and that's being torn down right now. And a whole different grid is coming in to replace it. So you'll see the vibration continuum goes from consciousness to light to energy to mass. The consciousness has shifted, the grid has shifted, and now the energy is shifting, and we'll see the physical manifestations of that, you know, that we're walking through right now, the physical, you know, we're walking through the dregs of time. It's already happened on other levels, and now it's starting to manifest here. But it's a massive effort, and everybody probably here in the room is part of that effort. You know, you're the ground crew to one degree or the other, even if you're just holding the frequency or bringing that consciousness and energy by incarnating, you added that to the grid as well. Bringing in a Palladian consciousness or a Orion Council of Light consciousness or an Andromedan consciousness. So when we do our transpersonal release sessions and counseling sessions, we find out that there are so many people that are coming here that were the terraformers of the past, and there were several attempts at terraforming here. They're the terraformers, and they're also in the Orion Wars and things like that, and they've all incarnated here for this big event that's happening right now. So we're right in the middle of this. The underground bases, most of them have been cleaned up. There's a couple that are still functioning because they have some kind of purpose on them. But most of them have been cleaned up. Most of the reptilians have been taken out. We've got some serpent beings that are pretty nasty that are left, and some of the grays. But most of it's been cleaned up. There's still some cleanup going. And, you know, for a lot of people have been saying that it was all cleaned up in 2012. Well, it's still going on because we're still having a lot of resistance in the work we're doing, and we have to keep cleaning them up. But what's happening right now is the benevolent Anunnaki of return, and everybody places, you know, it's weird. Everybody places, if you're from Orion, you're negative. You know, if you're an Anunnaki, you're negative, you know, or you're a reptilian or anything else. And that's not true, because there's benevolent Anunnaki that never fell, that moved on, and they're returning, and there's a big recall going on with the fallen Anunnaki. And the fallen Anunnaki, way back in the day with Marduk, actually made a pact with the reptilians, and that's what brought them in. And so that's being cleaned up as well. So all that's being cleaned up. The fallen Anunnaki have been given the choice for either rehabilitation or they're going to be recycled. And they don't have an option. So the deal is that they have to clean up their mess. And so the cabal counterparts and the human counterparts to the fallen Anunnaki and the reptilians and things like that now are losing their puppet masters. And in some cases, the puppet masters have to clean up the mess, which would be them. And that's why you're seeing a lot of them dropping, you know, they're dropping like flies right now, because one, they're not frequency specific to the earth and where it's evolving to, and number two, their puppet masters are leaving, because they can't handle the frequency here, so they're leaving. And so a lot of them are just, you know, they're dysfunctional. They can't even put sentences together and things like that. Right now, because they've lost their hookups. But, you know, a lot of this stuff, and this is kind of the dark side, but, you know, when you go into the satanic ritual and the sacrifices and the pedophile and all that stuff, that's all part of that network. You know, it's all connected, and that's being cleaned up. That's going to be huge. You know, when that's cleaned up, you know, I told people, I said, when the pedophile cleanup is over with, you probably won't have the Grammys or the Emmys, and probably most of Congress in the state will be empty. You know, it's that bad. It's a very sick system. But that's being, you know, imploded from the inside. It's being cleaned up. But we're right in the middle of that. We're right in the middle of this big cleanup wave, and And we all can play a part in that, you know, just by doing whatever is coming through us, you know, what we're inspired to do on this level, you know, on the ground, you know, do whatever is necessary. The good news is when the benevolent Anunnaki returned, they brought some backup with them. And if people knew who the backup was, this goes on the wild side, there's lion beings that are 17 foot tall that actually, like Sekhmet and these other beings that walked right alongside the Anunnaki in the past, when they left because they fell from the universal law, they said, we can't protect you anymore or work with you because, you know, you're not operating under universal law, and so they left. But now they've returned with the benevolent Anunnaki, and you know, these beings they're unbelievably powerful. They can take care of any business, any negative business that needs to be done. But also, too, they're hilarious. They're really funny when you hang out with them. And they have to be because they're 17 feet tall. You know, they're huge and they're very intimidating. But they'll joke around with you and do little dances and mess around with you just to get you into your humor so you're not threatened by them. You know, and laughter is very disarming, you know, so they like, you know, they like to get people laughing and things like that, raising their energy. There's so many levels to this, and there's so much going on. You know, I was meeting with these guys, you know, that were redoing this whole thing, redoing the whole banking system, everything. And we were talking about it, and I said, do you think anybody will believe this? And they said, no. And one guy goes, you ought to write a book. And he said, nobody will believe it. But the level of what's happening here and just the sheer drama around it, you know, where people are threatening people and on both sides. And it's one of the guys who's signatory in the gold. I don't want to mention his name. I don't want to get in trouble. But, you know, he walks right in there into the Illuminati's face and tells them, you know, they'll do this and this and this, or you'll be taken out, period, you know. And so a lot of them said no, and they were actually taken out. They're no longer with us. So it's pretty intense. It's almost like a multi-dimensional James Bond movie or something like that, what's happening. But I feel really good about it now. The energy is just too big. Everything's in place, and so everything's going to start moving very rapidly from here on out. Also, too, that a lot of people got upset me because it's 2012, when I told them 2012 was more of a kickoff, but not a lot was going to happen energetically, because Mark Anthony never took his role as Caesar for 5 years. And so they're keeping the time as to the Caesars, you know, the sequence of Caesars. And so the calendars are 5 years off. So actually, 2017 is actually 2012. And if anybody's been paying attention, this year is the biggest year of change, and everything is happening on every level right now. And so this is actually the event, the 2012 event that people thought was going to happen back then.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But, you know, if anybody has any questions about the different groups, different beings.
Kom du på en spot?
Ja, jeg kom. Tenk du på det da.
Hans,
kan
du komme ned?
Kan du komme inn?
Jeg kom ned.
Hans, så.
Du kom ned. Jeg har
fått gang til det. Ok. Yeah, it's going up and down, and it's been spiking at 120, and then it goes back down to 90. It's been all over the place, and I think there's what they call ascension waves hitting the planet, and so each one seems to be exponentially stronger. I wish there's, I'm sure there's probably a way to measure this, and I'm sure somebody is measuring it, but you're not, especially not from NASA, you're not going to hear anything, because, you know, NASA, we call never a straight answer, you know, and so they're not going to tell us what's really happening in space, you know, like, there's huge planetary shifts. I mean, they're massive, sitting right next to the sun. And they've been blocking these solar flares and still shots. And we have the footage of it from NASA. And you go back, we captured it, you go back and it doesn't exist anymore. They've scrubbed it. But we do have the screen, that we screenshotted it and everything else. But there's so much activity happening that they're not talking about. And they're freaking out because they'll have a big, you know, incoming comet, you know, an LE or an extinction level event coming in. And they just, all of a sudden, they vanish. You know, they don't know where they went. Or they're just blown into a billion little pieces. But that's the ships that are doing that. Another thing, too, is the Earth has actually started to rotate. It started to do a pole shift, a physical pole shift. It was moving in that direction. The Andromedans grabbed it and held it in place and actually moved it back. And they've done that twice. It actually started to shift 20 degrees. And if you're watching the skies, I don't know if you notice, but you all of a sudden you'll see the Milky Way keeps changing its angle. Like one night it's almost a 45 degree angle here, the next night it's straight, you know. And that makes no sense. We keep seeing the Dipper move too, and you know. And so there is a precession that things do move, but not that to that extreme. And so we're getting a lot of help. You know, with the different groups, and they're, you know, if they didn't help, the oceans would be reeling across the land right now. We would have gone through a physical pole shift. So they're doing a lot to help on our behalf. Any other questions, Becky?
Okay,
well, if they think about that, don't know.
If they close up on the
data. Well, they're thinking about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You know, he's a businessman, basically. You know, a lot of people, there's two sides of the story. One is he's doing a lot of good, believe it or not, behind the scenes. People don't even know what's going on. He's been heavily involved in restoring the Republic here and getting rid of the cabal and the banksters and things like that. He's going to do more on that, but on that end of it. And he's also, you know, working on draining the swamp. I mean, he's already arrested well over 2,000 pedophiles. They're getting all the low-level stuff first, and then they're getting witnesses and testimony, because you have to have, you know, you have to have a cut and dried case. You're going to take down, you know, officials and things like that. So they're getting that together. He's been blocked at every angle. Every angle he's tried to do, he's been blocked. And the news over here is we're totally the Illuminati. CNN, we call it the Clinton News Network, you know. And it's the news they're saying is almost the opposite. So if you listen to the mainstream news, whatever they're saying, just reverse it, and you'll have a better picture of the truth. Because it's just unbelievable what they're saying. There's a lot of things I don't agree with that he's doing, like the pipeline. We should be bringing in the free energy, but he did release the patents on the free energy as well. So it's like a, you know, he does one thing that's really good, and then he does another thing that you know, it's kind of like a wild card out there. But one thing I do like about him is he speaks his mind and just says it like it is. And which is refreshing versus just the pathological liars we've had in the past, you know, that just are smooth and slick, you know, in what they do. But, you know, it is, there's a lot being exposed. And I always tell people, it would be nice to have a Gandhi, you know, running America, but right now we need more of a warrior, and somebody's going to shake everything up. And that's what he's doing, you know, he's shaking everything up. But again, you know, it's, he's doing some things I don't agree about and other people don't agree about, but if he could drain the swamp and get the Republic restored and get rid of the Federal Reserve, which looks like that's where it's going, in the future, he's probably going to just do away with the Federal Reserve completely, and we'll go to a whole different monetary system and something more fair and just. But he's doing a great job, but he's been so infiltrated, and I don't think he had any idea how much resistance, with the deep state and the cabal and everything else. And being on the other end of it, trying to get this other stuff going forward, putting into the charity program, it is so infiltrated. It's unbelievable. He is surrounded, and he's starting to fire people. He should go back to his show, that TV show, where he just goes in there and goes, "You're fired. You're fired." He's going to have to do that. And with some of his closest relatives and things, he's going to have to do that. Because they're taking money from Soros and these other guys that are not, they're definitely not in their highest and best good. But I think if you really do the research behind a lot of these multi-billionaires and everything, it's really dark. It's very dark. And the image they give you on TV and through the news and everything, they show them holding ice cream cones and, we're vaccinating all the people and we're doing this and that, and actually the vaccines are killing many more people than they're helping, So, he is bringing all that information out too, Trump bringing that, to the light, So, I know with this kid with autism, I'm sure that's close to home, so he's going to deal with that. But the whole thing, this whole ISIS thing and this whole other mess is, it's all inspired by the globalists, funded. All the WikiLeaks stuff is coming out, and they're showing that Hillary actually funded ISIS, and the money actually went through Wells Fargo and HSBC, I think it is, and then from there it went to Qatar, and from there it went to ISIS. So it's like, Al-Qaeda is like Al-CIA, that's what he said. But it's sad, but all this stuff is being revealed now. It's not, for those who've been doing the research, this is nothing new. It's all coming out, and it's going to keep coming out. But again, when this energy comes in, when the frequency comes in, all this stuff is going to come up. It's going to come up to the surface. And when people go, do you hate the cabal? And I said, no. I said, they made some choices, and I don't think they had any idea what came with those choices. And so they're on a soul level. They're not connected anymore. There's a total disconnect to the soul. They've lost their humanity. And that's why they're doing the inhuman acts that they're doing. And they're actually, what's taken over them is something that's very inhuman and very dark. And they're very messed up. But again, there are people within the families that have had enough, and they're actually coming forward. They're saying, we're going to put an end, to what's going on. There's people in the royal families. There's people in the banking families. There's all these people now that are starting to step up and expose everything. And over here we have that thing with Seth Rich and these other people. That's going to explode. When they had him killed, that it's going to blow up in their face. And also some of the other ones that they, it's a big trail of death, tied to these people, that's going to come back and fight. The people they killed didn't really go away. They're still here. And they're working on the other levels to expose all this stuff. There's a big resurgence of Kennedy right now. It's everywhere, And the reason why is because Kennedy is working on the other level. Both John and John Jr. are still working to turn this exposal and turn this stuff around. So, I always tell people that ask me, are you afraid of being killed? And I said, that's the worst thing they could do is to release me from this body. but anyway, I've already been, I've already had, two near-death experiences, and I've been shot at, had my brake lines cut, and all those things, threat and everything else, and it's just like, I don't give it any energy. I say, whatever.
I know. But,
The thing is, I don't really matter. I'm like a little fish compared to the big picture, what's happening. I mean, it's massive, and no man can stop this shift that's happening. And the beings that are here now, and their technology is so far superior to anything that the dark arts have. So it's just a matter of time, you know, the cleanup's on, and it's just going to continue. Exponentially. I mean, just last night we were outside and heavy chemtrails, so we couldn't really see the sky very well, but major ship activity. We saw quite a few ships the past. So whenever we have clear skies here, it's really, you know, stepped up, and it's actually closer. I mean, we're filming treetop level ships coming over. So, you know, it's closer and there's more. I mean, that's increasing, but the intention of the people is really important of Earth, to actually set that into motion. And in your prayers, you know, you can qualify it and just say only benevolent beings that are here in the highest and best good of humanity, the Earth. You know, when you ask for contact or connection and you want to qualify it. We have saying just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're Nietzsche doesn't mean you're benevolent, you know. So there are people out there are saying there are no negative ETs, and unfortunately they've been taken over by them. It's sad, but if you're clairvoyant and you're energy sensitive, you'll know who they are. You know, when you tune into them, you'll see their energy and just watch what they do. You know, watch how they treat their staff, follow the money, and watch who they hang out with. You know, if they're hanging out with the Rockefellers and the Clintons and all the, and bragging about it, you know, good chance they're probably dancing a Bohemian Grove right alongside of them, you know. So it's this whole field is very controlled. There's a thing called planned opposition, and what they do is that they found out that humanity would totally revolt unless they have a savior. So if there's somebody there that's going to do everything for you, you'll sit back and there won't be a revolution. And so they installed these people in the right place. And they're out there and they're going anti-government. They're going, you know, they're all this rhetoric, anti-government. They need to come forward. They need to talk. They need to, and it's all a show. It's just a show for people to become complacent and just allow this to happen, you know, allow that somebody else take control, you know. But it's all about personal responsibility right now, doing the research and really, you know, with brutal honesty, looking at the lives of these other people, and especially how they treat their staff, you know, and, you know, talk to other people that actually been involved with them in the past. They'll tell you what's really going on. But, you know, there's a persona and there's an image on the podium versus what's real life, you know, what's really going on. But, you know, it's everywhere. It's in the religions. Every institution, the political institution, the religious institutions, even a lot of the New Age movement, things like that, it's very, very controlled. And the higher up you go, and the darker it gets, unfortunately. So, you know, we need to look at that. And really, it's all about personal empowerment. If the people are empowering you and educating you, and they're not interested in the fame and the notoriety of the money, then that's the ones you want to work with. You know, but you know, it's just a different animal out there. But you know, I could just say right now, we really need to use discernment. Oops, let me get rid of this. Did that freeze up the? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the phone, my phone, the message came through on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Got up, I had a big burn mark in the middle of my chest, you know, with the beam hit me. And it was painless. It wasn't. It's just a big red mark, and it morphed from a circular to like a triangle, and then looked like a heart, and then there was like a gold film on top of it, and it just went away. But it's well documented. You know, the event was very well documented. But I've just ever since, and I've been working with all the, because I have an open door, I've been working with all the different beings. And then the next thing, you know, I'm getting calls from China, you know, this Jade Emperor grandfather, and all these people are, I guess they have been following me or watching my work, and they you know, ask me, you know, to help out, you know, to move everything forward. So and so that's basically how I got into all this. But you know, with me, you know, the last thing I wanted to do was deal with this gold and things like that. That wasn't on my list, you know, of things I wanted to do. And it wasn't. It was very, very ugly. The energy around it was very ugly. And but you know, in the interest of humanity and freeing up the funds and ending the enslavement here, that's why I got involved in it. You know, but it's kind of funny. I don't care about money. It comes to me when I need it. You know, it's like, but I live very simply, and it's just not. Most advanced cultures don't have money. And they don't want for anything. They have everything they need. You know, the whole galaxy is their playground. You know, so I think that's what we need to evolve to.
So, it seems to me like your role has always been grounded in the spirituality and that approach.
So yeah.
Yeah, which I think is really, really important today to really feel what is happening. Don't be caught with all the disinformation.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so much disinformation. Like back in the 70s, I threw my TV set out the window, basically. You know, I can't even watch this anymore. And, you know, the more sensitive you get, the more you can't even watch it. It's because there's actually frequencies coming through the TV set and to keep you in fear and keep you down. And programming. That's why they call it programs. They don't. You know, the shows, they don't call them shows, they call them, you know, programs, you know, so it's like, there's a reason for that. But that whole system, people have no idea how deep this goes, you know, they're just now realizing that everything is monitored, you know, all of our phone calls, all of our, you know, emails, everything is monitored. But it even goes deeper than that, because they're actually using psyops and mind control and, you know, wind towers and microwaves and, you know, cell phone towers, everything, and they're actually using those to program, and satellites as well. So, but you know, that's all going to short circuit here pretty soon. That's going to go down. It's all being exposed right now.
So I think it's more important now than ever to be awake and take choice.
Yeah, definitely. We don't have the option anymore. We used to have the luxury of just sitting on the fence and not doing anything, but those days are over. We have to start, you know, becoming proactive, and that means on the ground too. It doesn't mean just meditating. I mean, you can only meditate for so long, and it's going to push you to do something, you know. So, you know, get balanced, you know, get your feet on the ground, you know. Also too, it's really good to take your shoes off, and you can walk on the grass and things right now to recalibrate your body to the earth, because you know, a lot of people are getting all out of whack because they're not grounded and they're not you know, calibrating to the earth and her frequencies.
And surround yourself with higher frequencies. Yes.
We did a self-mastery workshop here. We just finished it, and at the very end, we had, you know, everybody was coming in, the Pleiadians, the Andromedans, they were making themselves, people were being initiated. It was really a powerful workshop. But the very last one to come in was actually Gaia came in. And it was intense. And the love that she has, she wants everybody to get it, everybody to go forward. And there's no judgment there at all. It's amazing. And just the love coming from her was overwhelming. And you know, everybody just felt it. And some of the women, they got the exact same message that you know, she, you know, we're all her children, and she wants us all to go forward. Even doesn't matter how much we've done to her, what we, you know, that there's no judgment there. It's just pure love coming from her. And And that really divine feminine, you know, nurturing love was coming from her. And that's what we all need to get back in touch with. We have, you know, unfortunately on the planet, with the energy coming in, we have a lot of these movements, and a lot of the feminist movements and things like that are really imbalanced. And there's a lot of very, very wounded people up there screaming and ranting and anti-men, anti-this, anti-that. And people are looking up to them as icons. And it's sad because they're not representing the divine feminine at all. And they're just representing a very angry, hateful, wounded person, you know. And unfortunately, a lot of the youth are listening to this and jumping into it. But that's all another program to keep the energy down, you know. So let me see. I've got. There we go. Are we good? Yeah, so that's another program, you know, that's going on. But, you know, the thing about feminine energy, and I'm probably not the one to say this, you know, probably the female out of this, but, it's beautiful energy. And, you know, men, you know, they buy the big cars, the fancy houses, and they do everything. Why? To trap a woman, you know? So who really has the power? You know, it's like, and we're all looking for love, and we're looking for that, you know, that divine feminine love, and if we're trying to create that or experience that again. And so, you know, the women are basically wired differently. And I'm speaking in generalities, but the emotional body is much bigger than the mental body and the intellect. And it processes faster. And women are more in touch with your emotions, they're more sensitive, and you feel God. They're more connected to the source. And on the planet, it's backwards now. We have this patriarchal program going on where the intellect and men are in charge. And they're running everything into the toilet because they're disconnected. And so, you know, everybody said, you know, who did you vote for? And I said, I voted for a council of grandmothers, you know. You know, so that's what I'd like to see running the planet, because, you know, grandmothers don't send their kids and their husbands to war. You know, they just don't do that. And they're more connected to the earth and taking care of the earth. And, you know, so there's a huge shift going on where the divine feminine is coming in, and a lot of the feminine masters are coming in big time right now to bring balance and to clean up the old program. And that's what we're in right now. What I say is, like, don't flip too far over, you know, the pendulum. Don't go swing too far and get stuck there, because now you're becoming a man. You're doing the same thing the men did, you know, that screwed everything up.
Yeah.
You know, so Mary comes in quite a bit here, both Marys, Mary Magdalene and Mother Mary. And we actually have photographs of them here and there. But they speak very clearly about how men need to get in touch with their emotions, and men need to learn to cry and things like that, and that find balance, you know, within themselves. And they're very concerned about the children, you know, and a lot of the pedophile stuff and things. So there's a huge movement right now. And what's funny is, see, a lot of the people now behind this are women. The ones that are really pushing to put this to an end and really speaking out are women, you know, that are coming forward now and just saying enough's enough. But there's a lot of movement in that direction. Now the Pleiadians are more of a matriarchal society, but they're very balanced. But they have councils, and they're very balanced, you know, they have disagreements at times where they'll discuss things, but they know that each view is important, you know, and they take an assessment on all different views and whenever they make decisions. There was a time the Pleiadians went to the Andromedans, and they found, you know, Andromedans are mythologically known as archangels, and they're 8 to 10 foot tall beings with magnetized light bodies, and they live in a holographic universe, like a light universe. So there's beings with physical bodies, beings with energy bodies, there's beings with light bodies, and there's other beings that just are pure Merkaba bodies. They don't have a body. They don't need one. But these beings are so advanced, the Pleiadians went to them and said, hey, will you lead us? You know, will you govern us? And then Andromeda said, no. They said, you need to lead yourselves, you know, but we will advise you. And that's what most of the higher dimensional beings are. They're saying, no, we'll advise you and we'll assist you in healing and awakening and things like that, but we're not here to create a dependency, or we're not here to lead you. Yeah, they're all connected. That's what people have a hard time, because, you know, we have a resident Bigfoot here, like a very young guy, and he messes with people, and there's top radio show hosts that come up here, and he'll run up to him and skid and stop and smile at him and take off, just disappear. And it's kind of hilarious, because it turns their whole world upside down, and they've gone and testified, you know, on their radio shows and talked about their experiences here. But we had a thing happen where I was on Coast to Coast, and Art Bell was actually interviewing me, and they did reverse speech on me at the same time. And they said, it's really weird, everything you're saying in reverse is exactly the same as what you're saying normally. But they said it was the first time they had somebody that was directly hooked up to their subconscious, but I would give more detailed information in the reverse speech. And so they're looking at this, the Mary statue, with all this beautiful pink energy coming down, the light was bending and everything, and it was taken with the sun, it was shooting in the west, you know, in the morning, so it couldn't have been a sun flare or anything. And there's these little blue lights that I was talking about all around the bottom. It was really funny, but and Art asked me, well, what are all the little blue lights at the bottom? And I said, well, those are nature spirits, you know, and it's all connected. And when they reverse speech me, I said, Mary's elves say to love her.
Yeah.
Which ties it all together. But I have pictures of a, like, fairy in a gown flying through the air with a crystal in her hand, and it was a blue, beautiful blue crystal, just like what you're talking about. We actually have a photograph of it. He's been out in the Pleiadian circle and speaking star knowledge. He brought a whole group out there, and almost every one of them started speaking it. It was amazing, but that seems to be coming in here a lot. And we have East Study Australia, which is Peter Maxwell and Sol Rita and Tara. And Sol Rita speaks the star language as well. And so, you know, You know, I definitely have star language whenever I hit my hand with a hammer or something like that, it comes out. Other languages come out that I've never heard of before. But I haven't really engaged it too much on my own because I've just been trying to hold a grounding course here and keep everything a little more just, you know, not, I mean, I'm so far out of the box already that, you know, adding that. But we do inspire that. We have other people doing that here. Yeah, the veils between worlds becoming very thin, and the dimensions are coming together right now. It's much easier to make access, and it's also when those three gold balls hit me in the chest. I had all of my memories, past life memories, and not just on Earth, but in other places as well. I was in the Pleiades, I was in the Orion system, and a lot of different systems. I have full memory of it, but that's happening everywhere. And the star language is kind of the trigger of those memories and the different languages that we spoke, you know, in the past. And it's being activated now, just seems like all over the planet. I didn't hear you. You're breaking up a little bit. Some proof of what? Oh yeah, you know Nick Bajic. He ran for the Senate, and I think his brother is a senator. But he's written, you know, that book "Angels Don't Play That Part" and several other books, and he has all the evidence down. There's several other people. I'm trying to remember the other guy that's involved in that. But if you do the research, all of the patents. You know, the satellite technology they're using, they have a technology now that I think it's a delta wave emitter, that they can go up to your house and they flip the switch and it throws everybody in the delta sleep and just you're asleep and you won't wake up unless they turn it back on. And then they have computers that go straight into the brain. And they can go into your house, flip a switch, walk inside, and make you think anything you want to think, that whatever experience they want to program, and you wouldn't know the difference. And they can be voices in your head. But all this technology exists. It's being deployed for quite some time. They used it over in the Iraq War. They had they're sending voices in their head. And they're putting images in the sky of Muhammad, telling them to stop. You know, and you know, they had all kinds of things going on there. You know, that's pretty well documented. But if you do the research, it's there. But Dr. Nick Bajic and I think Brooks Agnew also has a lot of information. He's another physicist. I'm trying to think of the other one. There's several that have written books about this. And, you know, if you just Google mind control, you know, you'll get all these different people, you know, coming forward. And we have a lot of that here. We're pulling chips out of people and implants and cleaning up the reptilian psychic bonds and things like that. It's not just physical. It goes into the spiritual realms as well, you know, where a lot of these connections, and we're constantly, we just had somebody here at the self-master class that was working very high up in some secret government stuff, and she was fully chipped and hooked and mind controlled. It was unbelievable, and that was quite a, that was a lot of work to get her unhooked and get her straightened out again. But you know, we have, you know, we have access to God beings, you know, that can change this. Higher dimensional beings can come and fix this, and that's what we have to do, is start making those connections. Because, you know, the truth of the matter is, you're not just this personality, and you're not this body, you're much more. And you're a multi-dimensional being, and you exist on a vibrational continuum all the way back to the source. So when you connect that spark within, ignite it, you're going to expand in consciousness, and you can become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. You know, which is what Jesus said when he said, "The Father and I are one." You know, I do nothing but the Father does the works through me. The other master said the same thing. But it's all about expanding in consciousness and connecting, making your own personal connection with Source or Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And then that's when the real information comes through, and healing and everything else. But it's a matter of getting through those levels, you know. And the way to do that is, Platon said that they're here to assist us in releasing the past. And we have all these wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience that we need to clear up and release. And when we do that, that's going to raise our frequencies. And they're actually doing it on the earth itself, because there's all this battle and war energy in the earth that needs to be released. And so they're releasing that on the, and cleaning up the grids as well. So there's a lot of work, you know, in that direction, going in that direction.
And this brings up the issue of self-mastery and self-empowerment, I guess.
It's yeah.
So important for us to really feel and how to spark our...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us right now are experiencing this shift, both physically and mentally. And it's very challenging for many of us. And do you have any advice, on concrete advice on what we can do? As well as it was said about the self-empowerment and mastery. And is there anything you could advise for us to look more into, to take more action? Because I feel like...
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's what we teach. We teach how to heal unseen negative influences and how to maintain your self-authority here, and kind of who's who in the universe, and then safeguards for like pure channeling and things like that. And I always tell people, if you're getting attacked, and it's not so much a bad thing, you're being attacked because you're a threat, and they're afraid of you, and they're afraid of you awakening and remembering who you are. And so they're doing all they can to keep you down and stop that from happening. So we have a saying here, you know, if you're not being attacked, you're not a threat, you're not doing your work, you know. So it comes with the territory, and the yogis say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And so the closer you get to enlightenment, you're going to be tested all along the way. And what with me at one time was really heavy is now like nothing. That when they come up, when the dark part, dark beings, and they do their stuff, you know, it used to hit me really hard, and now I hardly even feel it anymore. And I know what they're doing, and I just laugh at them, basically, just clean up the energy. But the, you know, we've had every new end technology. We have black helicopters coming over all the time and pulsing us and doing all kinds of crazy things, but it's just going to backfire on them. But the main thing, what I found out is that on our website, you can go to the website, and there's a healing prayer there that teaches you how to heal the unseen negative influences. And I would use that daily. And in your jobs, in your business, in your relationships, at your home, constantly, whenever you feel. We have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, you know, clear the energy. And so we have that technique. And it's in the books as well, 3 books. Yeah, you know, it's in, I made sure it was in each book. But that's what I see. The most important thing before you meditate, before you anything spiritual, do clairings. If you're going to have a major meeting, you know, that you know, do clairings before you go there. Clear everybody up involved. it's real important to bring the higher dimensions into everything you do, and that's going to make life, you know, a lot easier. But you know, it is really challenging because our bodies are having to adjust, and you know, they're, you know, one day I'll go, God, I feel like I'm going to die. You know, I'm probably not going to make it through the night. And the next morning, I'm fine. You know, so you know, it's weird. You know, we're being really tested to the limits right now, and there's waves too. There's some days. Just a few days ago, it was so heavy. The energy was so heavy. I just felt this total collective sorrow and like something impending doom energy and things like that, and it wasn't mine, and it kept pushing in on me, and I had to just keep clearing and clearing, and finally it lifted, you know. So there's a lot of us are empaths, and we feel these energies going on, and we don't even know why, you know, why we're feeling that way. And also too, in the astral level, they have a mental body and an emotional body. We don't have a physical body, and they affect our mental body and our emotional body. So their sadness and their torment we can feel sometimes, and not even know it's not ours. And I have photographs of people full on being possessed and things like that by these energies coming down on them. And they got very sick and very ill. They're having all these accidents. And as soon as we cleared the energy off them, everything shifted. They got well, the accident stopped, everything changed. You know, so we have to realize that, you know, we're all within this unified field, and it's conscious, and you know, we have to be, you know, develop our own self-mastery so we can keep these things clear, these fields clear, the energies clear. And basically that's the main thing we teach here.
Clearing is important.
Very, yeah, first and foremost, keep your energies clear,
yeah.
You know. And you focus on love and joy and listen to you become it, because that is your true nature. So anything that's outside of that can be cleared, and it can be cleared by your own God self. You know, so the more you make your own personal God connection, everything just starts falling away. And we really need to practice loving detachment. You know, don't get caught up in all the dramas and the other things. Try to hold frequency. And it doesn't mean you don't ignore what's going on, but you can't get all wrapped up in you know, the anger and the frustration and the other stuff, you know, in these times. And the good news is, you know, we've already done it. We already won, you know, which is we're just walking through the timeline here to get to where we've started and done. So, you know, and also, I want to thank you so much for all the work that you've been doing there and getting this information out. And
thank you.
One day I'll get out there. I'll get out to Norway and check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Next time we get you over here for sure. And we would love to come over there as well. So this is my future plan. So looking really forward to that, to meet you in the near future. Yeah. And then,
yeah. Yeah, we'll figure out a better connection next time. But yeah, this happens every time. I was just on a radio show, and they said, congratulations, you took down all six of our lions. They said, you're the first one to do that. And, yeah, I said, well, I'll come to the territory.
Yeah, yeah. We made it.
Yeah,
exactly. This is not going to work all. No, we did it. Just made some effort to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Really working,
so. All right, well, thanks so much, and give my love to everybody in the audience there, and I guess we'll talk
to you soon.
Good luck with your work.
All right, thank you. Yeah.
And also your practical work.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay. See you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Vad håller du tryck för?
Han är Lena.
Och jämte Leo. Ja, du måste hjälpa Michelle. Ja, du måste hjälpa. Ja, ni kan nog få...